It's the Pnimius from the Daf Yomi, Brachos Daf Gimel. So on Gimel and Beis, the Gemara gets into a discussion about what Moshe Rabbeinu knew and didn't know, right? And the Gemara challenges, says, how could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know when Chatzos HaLaila was? Right? The Gemara says that if you look at the Pesukim carefully, right, he said that Kachatzos HaLaila, at around midnight, Ani Yotzei B'Zoch Mitzrayim, that when he's delivering the message of a Kadosh Baruch Hu going to be doing Malkus Bechoros and going down to take away all the firstborns from the Egyptians, he says around midnight. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, my Chatzos? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Bachatzos. So it's that Moshe said Kachatzos. Moshe said it because maybe he was Mesupak. Right, so is it possible that Moshe was Mesupak and David knew? So there's multiple answers to this, right? We're going to answer that, you know, we could also say that, no, he was saying it for the Mitzrim. But the Gemara says, no, maybe, you know, it gives another approach that we could say that David, it's not that he knew something Moshe didn't know. It's not that he had this magical ability to know exactly when Chatzos was. He had some sort of method. He had a mechanism. Right, the Gemara says that David Simana Havilei, he had a simon, Damar Vachbar Bizna, Amar Reb Shimon Chasida, Kinur Hayatolui Lamala Mimitasu Shal David, that there was a special harp, a special lyre, that was hanging above the bed of David HaMelech, Vekevan Shehegia Chatzos Laila, and once it came to be Chatzos, Baruach Tzafonis, a ruach came from the north, a wind came from the north, Veno Shevespo, and it blew onto it, and it blew it. Umenagin made love, and it would play on its own. That it was angled in such a way, it was like this. That this harp was angled in a way that this ruach tzafonis that came every night at Chatzos would perfectly time it to make the, you know, to make it chime, to make it sing, to make it play music at exactly Chatzos. And then miyad hayomid, and that's when David would get off. Oisik b'torah shalom shachar. Good, right? And then the Gemara continues on into some interesting story about what, you know, the Chacham would come to David and ask him, you know, how to sustain the people. But what is it about this kinar? Why is that a relevant detail? Meaning, you know, why does it have to be a kinar? He could have just said he has a method. Why is it so significant that David HaMelech had this special kinar, this special harp, that he could, only he knew how to be mach, and only he knew how to determine when exactly was the Chatzos? So in the Likutei Halachos from Rav Nosson, in Halachos Hashkamas HaBoker, Halacha Hey, so he goes through a lot there, but at the very end of the piece, he ties it into this kinor of David. I'm going to paraphrase, so I'll read a little bit. What he says is that, he says, you have to understand, there's actually a deep connection between Yitzias Mitzrayim being at Chatzos, and Moshe saying Ka Chatzos, not being able to be Mavchen, the exact Chatzos, and David HaMelech, yes, being able to be Mavchen, the exact Chatzos. Because Yitzias Mitzrayim, so although it was a complete amazing Geula, although everything came out as going to be amazing, that we came out from Mitzrayim to become Am Yisrael, to become a nation, to become a people, and we strove forward, and Hashem did so many Nisim in Mitzrayim, so many Nisim Aliyam, and it was amazing. Nevertheless, the Geula wasn't a Geula Shalema, because, look, we had to go back into Gullus. That's the state we're in now. We're in Gullus again. Right? This is very similar to, you know, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduces himself to Moshe, right? He says, my name is Ekya Asher Ekya, but only tell the people my name is Ekya. Right? And Rashi points out, because Ekya Asher Ekya means I will be with you in the future Gullus, just like I'm here with you in this Gullus. But the people didn't need to know that. You know, they can just know Ekya, that I'll be with you in this Gullus, that I'm with you the whole time. They didn't need to know about the future Gullus. So in Mitzrayim, there was an amazing Geula. And that's what's called Chatzos. Chatzos, that middle part of the night, is that center part of the night where now the world is flipping. Now we're starting to move closer and closer to daylight. The cycle, the rotation of the world is, you know, moving to the way that now we're moving towards daylight. And that's called a Geula, that the night ended and now we're moving towards day. We're moving towards Behirus. We're moving towards clarity. And that's what it means. Chatzos HaLaila. That's when it, by the Mikubalim, is beginning to get up Dafka Chatzos. That you go to sleep before then, and you try to wake up at Chatzos and do Tikkun Chatzos and learn and spend time learning until Amud HaShachar and then davening in Netzachama and being Samechul HaTfilah then. And there's a whole sequence that all begins with Chatzos, because a Jew's life is, you know, trying to tap into that chatzos energy, that we're trying to tap into that, yeah, it's dark, but the darkness is going to become a light, and it's going to evolve, and it's going to rotate. The world is going to continue to revolve towards that. So that's what chatzos alayla means. So when it came to Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's true, it was a chatzos, but it was a kachatzos. It wasn't this high madrega called chatzos mamish, that this is the ultimate end-all, this is the ultimate tachlis, this is what we're moving towards. But Lasid Lavo, by the ultimate Geula, which is reference to David HaMelech, when it's reference to David HaMelech, right, David, who's going to be the, who is the forefather of Mashiach, Mashiach ben David, who's going to take us to the ultimate Geula. So that Galus, we're going to say, David knows how to be Mavchen, the real Chatzos. That when the Geula Shalema comes, that's going to be Mashiach ben David. When Mashiach ben David brings a Geula, it's not going to be a Kachatzos. It's not going to be a Geula that will have another few hundred years of amazingness and then have to go back into Galus, that it's going to be complete and final. So that's what it means that David knew how to be Mavchen, this exact time, that he knew how to determine the exact moment of Chatzos. But even deeper, he says that it was Dafcha Ruach Tzefonis. Rav Nosson points out that a Ruach Tzefonis, a northern wind, Tzefon is the place of Gevura, it's the place of Dinim, it's the place of harshness, right? And in fact, the Gemara in Sukkah, I believe, says that one of the names of the Yetzer Hara is Tzefoni. Right, Tzafoni can mean like the hidden one, but it's also Milashon Tzafon of the north. Right, that it comes from the north, that it's this place of din, that it's dafka, this ruach, this spirit, this wind that's coming from the Yetzer Hara, this wind that's coming from the dinim, from all the difficulties, that's going to shift the tide, that's going to trigger the harp that's hanging over the Mita Shal David, that's waking up to Mashiach. That when is Mashiach going to come? When is David HaMelech going to, kivyachol, wake up from his slumber and bring the Geula and learn be Osik in Torah and Tola Amud HaShachar? When is that going to happen? When the dinim get heavy enough, when the Ruach Tzafonis gets powerful enough, when the dinim in our lives, the difficulties, the challenges, the tzebrochenkeit, the brokenness of the Jewish people gets to a point where we start to move the meter forward enough that it's so difficult that Ruach Tzafonis is strong enough to blow the kinor that was hanging above the bed of David, all of a sudden David's going to wake up and be Osek in Torah. And, you know, the world is going to start to move towards this Osek in Torah in preparation for Mashiach. And, you know, it should be a chizik to us that as the dinim get more difficult and more challenging, and as parts of our lives we feel the Yitzhar growing stronger and stronger, that ultimately it's going to get to a point where it's so strong that that's going to be the trigger of Mashiach. And Mashiach, when he comes, it's going to be a sequence. It's going to come, it's going to rise up at exactly Chatzos, at the time where it's going to be complete. It's going to rise up, and we're going to be Oisik B'Torah, there's going to be a revival of Torah learning, and there's going to be it's going to be a movement of Torah learning till Alos HaShachar, till we start to really see the light, and then we're going to say, okay, how are we going to be Mefarnes Klal Yisrael? How are we going to take care of all the Jewish people? And we're going to have different Eitzas and read the whole Gemara there, and there's what to read deeper into the Gemara as well. But this is just one short idea of how the Ruach Tzafonis, the dinim in our lives, is what triggers the Chatzos, the actual Chatzos, the true moving towards day. As opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu's Geula, which was amazing and fantastic. And Moshe Rabbeinu himself knew the real moment of Chatzos, but what he was sharing then with Yetzias Mitzrayim was the Kachatzos, was the almost like the real Geula. And Mirza Hashem, we should all get excited and pumped and ready to greet Mashiach Tzidkenu and recognize what it means and the world's finally going to turn towards day.